Welcome to The Week Today. I'm Mike Buto, and here's the electronics industry news for the week ended January 25th. A newly released addendum to the specification for automotive printed circuit boards contains some groundbreaking changes for the industry, the chairman says. IPC 6012DA WAM1, Automotive Applications Addendum to IPC 6012D Qualification and Performance Specification for Rigid Printed Boards, creates a, quote, automotive superclass, says Chairman Jan Peterson. It's all about developing the standard to reflect this industry's special requirements, in this case, high reliability products, he said. Peterson, who is senior technical advisor at Elmatica, adds that all references to IPC Class 2 have either been removed or rewritten in order to meet the requirements for products with high reliability. The changes are now a realistic tool, he said, for the automotive industry, and it has elements that will impact the industry but also simplify use of the standard. The amendment will be presented to the industry next week at the IPC Apex trade show. North America-based semiconductor equipment manufacturers reported 3-month moving average sales of $2.1 billion worldwide in December. The figure was down 12% year-over-year and up 8.5% sequentially, according to SEMI. Gartner predicts that by 2021, 70% of organizations will assist their employees' productivity by integrating artificial intelligence in the workplace. A survey by the National Association for Business Economics found most respondents in the goods-producing sector accelerated capital investments last year following the Tax Reform Act. The trade group's survey also found that the number of companies reporting rising sales declined sequentially in the fourth quarter, while profit margin increases also were significantly less widespread on higher materials costs. PCB fabricator Advanced Circuits will relocate to Chandler, Arizona from its longtime plant in Tempe and will hire an additional 150 workers. The company is expanding into a 48,000-square-foot shop, twice the size of its previous site. Advanced Circuits has been located in Tempe since 2010, when it acquired Circuit Express. Amphenol reported fourth quarter net sales increased 14.4% year-over-year to $2.2 billion. Revenues beat guidance due to incremental sales of products in the mobile devices market. Revenues were also driven by strong organic growth across most of Amphenol's end markets, including military, IT and data communications, mobile networks, commercial air, and broadband. Spartan Corp. announced it has cleared a key hurdle to its pending acquisition by a major private equity group as the mandatory antitrust waiting period has expired. The Federal Trade Commission and Department of Justice declined to request additional information, clearing the way for the ODM EMS to be acquired by Cerberus Capital Management. The transaction is expected to close this quarter. OSI Systems reported revenues at its optoelectronics and manufacturing division grew 13% over last year in its fiscal second quarter. The 2019 Electronics and Harsh Environments Conference will take place in Amsterdam in April. The 3-day technical event is focused on building reliable electronics used in power electronics and harsh environments and is sponsored by SMTA. SMTA will also team up with the University of Maryland Center for Advanced Life Cycle Engineering for the Symposium on Counterfeit Parts and Materials. The annual conference will be held June 25 to 27 in College Park, Maryland. IPC Apex Expo takes place next week in San Diego. As always, the show will serve as a barometer of the industry's economic status. 2019 stands as a transition year. Will the market continue its run, or are we in the last days of the boom? We will know more next week. Follow me on Twitter @MikeButo for regular updates. This has been Mike Buto for The Week Today.